Peter Scarf, Nutrient Management Specialist at the University of Missouri.
All right, Peter, and we talked earlier in May about the concerns about nitrogen. And we've continued to have rain, and we are all beginning to see more and more corn that's looking yellow and showing signs of nitrogen loss. What is your best advice to growers right now?
Well, make sure you don't run out. That's the number one thing, and how do you do that is a little bit more tricky and complicated. But at any point, if you see visual deficiency symptoms, figure out a way to get some additional fertilizer on. If you've got a field where some of the corn looks good and some looks like it has a problem, that's probably exactly the situation. And the corn that looks good probably doesn't need any, but the corn that does need some will pay for fertilizing the whole field. On the other hand, if you can figure out some way to just do the areas that really need it, that would be ideal.
Okay. So side dressing is one option. Is that a good one?
Yeah, it's really the only option, except that, I mean, sometimes people call it top dressing. If you're looking at doing a broadcast application of dry fertilizer over the top with either a high-clearance rig or an airplane or even a cart pulled behind a tractor, I know a number of producers that are set up that way and even who have a bit of a high axle on that cart. And so any way that you can get it done is good, except I wouldn't spray liquid nitrogen across the canopy after it's about a foot tall.
Okay. Didn't you do some testing on that yourselves? And
yeah, we did. And we lost 5, 6, 7, I think, bushels when it was a foot tall due to the burn from liquid going across. When it was 2 feet tall, it was more like 20 or 25 bushels. When it's 3 and 4 feet tall, it was more in the 50 or 60 bushel range. So the burn is just too great when you're putting on a large application onto tall corn with broadcast liquid. But liquid drop between the rows is perfectly adequate. If it gets to the point where it's really, the soil surface is really dry because we have an extended dry spell, it could be that there would be some problem with that nitrogen dropped on the surface getting to the roots, but certainly in the next week or two, I wouldn't expect much problem with that. Same thing with dry nitrogen broadcast on the surface. It should be quite available as long as there's decent moisture in the surface, and there certainly still is. It doesn't take a whole lot to wick it in. If people are concerned about whether it's going to be available, my suggestion is throw a handful of dry fertilizer on the surface, stick a flag there, come back the next day and see if it's still there. If it has disappeared, that means it's dissolved and gone into the water in the soil and should be delivered to the roots.
One of the things you stress in your news release is planning. There is a finite supply of fertilizer from fertilizer dealers. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, more and more over the last 10 years, I've seen a progression toward the fertilizer dealers trying to manage their inventory so that it absolutely bottoms out. And that means sometimes if you're the last one asking for it, you get poor quality or there isn't any left at all. The sooner you let your fertilizer dealer know that you'd like some, the more likely your chance that it's going to be there. Even if you don't say, hey, I want some, but you're thinking, I might want some, and you tell the dealer that, then you're going to get some response, and they're going to stock according to the amount of interest they hear. They won't let it go to zero when they hear that a lot of people either want some or still want some, may still want some.
Right. Let's see. One of the comments, too, in your news release, you said that people who put nitrogen on after they planted are probably in the best shape. Was that widely done in Missouri?
Well, I am not really sure, but it was what I was advising people to do, really, from middle of March through middle of May when there finally was a window where people were planting. There were very few days when any kind of nitrogen application could have happened, and at least where I am, and I believe that's true over much of the state, and probably over a lot of the Corn Belt outside of Missouri. And so there, I believe, were a number of people who planted without having any nitrogen applied at the time they planted. And the question about nitrogen is, how long has it been sitting there in the wet weather? And the longer it's been sitting there, the more chance it won't be there from the time the corn is about hip high until a couple of weeks after tassel, which are the really fast uptake period. times. And so the longer it's been sitting out there, the more risk there is. There was a lot of fall anhydrous ammonia that went on last fall, and I would say those fields are at substantial risk. People that did get nitrogen on in February or March or managed to sneak it in there in April but didn't plant until the middle of May, the nitrogen has been sitting out there longer than the people who planted in the middle of May and then a week later got some kind of a machine across putting their fertilizer on. So the later the fertilizer went on, the less risk it's at.
Okay. Your Nitrogen Watch 2013 is still available, and that covers the entire Corn Belt?
Yeah, I guess it doesn't really cover western Nebraska and western Kansas, which are important areas, especially the irrigated parts. But in terms of the dry land Corn Belt, it does pretty much cover the entire thing. So there's a map for Missouri and a map for the Midwest, and for each of them there are separate maps for well-drained and poorly drained soils that reflect the differences in how nitrogen is lost in those kinds of soils.
Okay, and given your advice, do you think we'll still see lots of fields of yellow corn, or what do you expect?
Oh, I expect that the best operators will either figure it out themselves, or from the experience that we've had since 2008, which has been a lot of wet years with yellow corn, they'll either figure it out, or maybe perhaps I'll help influence some in that direction, and that would be great. I expect that more fields will not get rescue nitrogen than will get rescue nitrogen. And those fields will be, many of them will be yield limited by not having enough nitrogen.
We are hearing some farmers replanting or planning to replant. And so are they going to be at an advantage when they can apply, plant and apply fertilizer at the same time?
Well, of course, they're hostage to what they've already done. Whenever they already planted, put fertilizer on, if they did, the fertilizer is on at that point. In general, most people don't put fertilizer on in the same operation with their planter, and especially replanting at this point, it'll slow you down, and I wouldn't suggest putting on fertilizer with the planter. I'd say get the planting done and then get the fertilization done when you can. That's assuming that you've got equipment that's capable of running through a planted field, which many people have, or with a little looking, they can find something, because it's really, as long as you're not running down the corn, just about anything will do it. And if you can get nitrogen, even broadcast liquid is a very good option for pre-emerge. If it's planted and you come in before it comes up, and we just did a couple of rows where we broadcast 150 pounds of nitrogen on small corn, maybe 1 to 4 inches tall, and it didn't seem to damage it much at all. I haven't done it enough to feel confident about that, but lots of people have a way to get through with a sprayer. And so, you know, any option is a good option if you don't have enough nitrogen. And that may be because you put it on early and you've lost it, or you just haven't even gotten it done yet. And getting it on now, there's not much risk that it'll be gone when the corn is big and needs it. Yes. I might cut back a little bit putting it on now, because probably corn planted now has a bit lower yield potential. And, yeah, we're something like 24,000 square miles in Iowa and 20,000 square miles in Missouri, and 18,000 square miles in Illinois have already had more than 16 inches of rain since the 1st of April. So there's a lot of ground out there that's at definite risk that the nitrogen that went down early is not there anymore.